This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor of WorldSweeper.com, director of the World Sweeping Association. I have on the phone with me Brian Naftel, and Brian is sales and operations for Keystone Plastics, and Keystone is a very major manufacturer of brooms and brushes for the power sweeping industry. And I've asked Brian today to talk about a tough subject, which is the cost increases that have been going on in the raw materials used to make sweeper brooms and brushes and a lot of other items too, because we're talking about polymers and we're talking about steel. So he is an expert, and I thought he would be the perfect person to talk to us about this issue. So Brian, first off, thanks for being willing to talk about this difficult topic.
Thanks for having me.
I guess we should start off by just getting from you a general overview of what's happened in the last few months. We're doing this interview in April of 2021. What has happened over the course of time here?
So I appreciate you having me. In about September time, the price of commodities have really started taking off in a upward trajectory like we haven't seen. In our industry, nobody was there to react because it was usually in about December prices start coming down. December came and went, and in January, it was like somebody put rocket fuel on pricing, pricing of the steel and plastic commodities, and pretty much all commodities went through the roof, and where we are today is in April, and everybody across every commodity has felt it and realized the commodity escalation that has taken place over the last 6-7 months.
So do you think pandemic related, primarily shipping related, all of that? Do you have any sense?
It started out as pandemic related, and then it just has taken on a life of its own. Every time you come in the morning, there is a different reason, whether it's a boat across the Suez Canal, whether it's shipping, lack of containers, whether it's a freeze in Texas. What the truth of the matter is production went down because of the pandemic, and consumption has drastically increased. Mm-hmm. The production of plastic went down because it's a byproduct of refining. And so since the driving and since people... The use of petroleum went down, the percentage of byproduct went down. Uh-huh. But if you look around at all the plastic and single-use plastic that's being consumed out of nowhere, every time you go eat something now, every time you all the PPE, all that plastic product is everywhere. And so consumption went up and production went down. And that looks like the story of all the commodities.
Mm-hmm.
Sprinkle in a stimulus that people are that investors and Wall Street are bidding up the commodities on top of it being more expensive in real life, and you got a bit of a perfect storm.
You bet, and. Sweeping is a relatively small industry, so that's not like there's some kind of cavalry galloping to the rescue for the different commodities that the sweeping industry uses. Is there any kind of a sense of what's on the horizon, or is it it's just really too difficult to have a clue on that?
You know, with the plastic was at an all-time high. There is a slight tailing off of that all-time high and coming down from the all-time high. Steel is running. It might be reaching a high. Depends on who you are and what you're buying. The problem is, at this point, is getting supplied. There has been terrible delivery and production issues throughout the entire supply chain. The supply chain is very weak right now, and everybody across every industry is feeling it. I assume over time these things will straighten themselves out. What I also will assume is that there's a new normal of commodity costs that are still rippling through everybody's purchases.
So these are, when you talk about there being a supply chain issue, are you talking about you being able to get the raw materials at any price, or does that translate out to customers' difficulty in producing and actually production shortfalls in brooms and brushes and other things?
So what it is you can, at any price, they're asking any price at this point, but then the lead times have stretched. Sometimes 100%. If something usually took 6 weeks to get, next time you place the order, they tell you 3 months, because they're having problems getting in their commodities, whether it's a container coming from overseas or mills being backed up because they slowed their production down, and now they're still ramping up from whatever the COVID cause in their world was. So the supply chain is still getting back on its feet.
And I think one of the things that we've learned out of the pandemic here and the shortages is what a worldwide marketplace we're all living in. And it just can take one facet of a stranglehold to choke point any of these products, deliveries, industries, because there's so many different factors that go into a finished product.
Yeah, we all realize how interconnected we are, and it's just a very interconnected world right now.
So, let's talk about hands-on things that sweeping contractors and city managers should be doing now. In your opinion, should they be buying ahead, and stockpiling? We know how well that works for toilet paper. So maybe that's not such a good idea, because you don't need shortages as long as nobody panics. But if prices are looking like they're continuing to go up, it might, and interest rates are so low that it's not like if you have money in the bank, it's not like you're getting much rate of return on that. So is a better investment to, you know, buy in larger quantities and stockpile a little more? Or how would you characterize that, Brian?
Well, I think if we were to talk 3 months ago, I think I would say something like that, because we saw it coming. At this point, there is no real reaction that can happen because it's here.
Mm-hmm.
What Keystone is doing is Keystone is working very hard for our problems not to become our customers' problems. We have the inventories of commodities. We have the supplier relationships, and we're working very hard on our efficiencies and to not allow our customers to feel it as we are feeling it from our suppliers.
Mm-hmm. So you're doing everything you can do to make sure that a steady supply remains and to keep the lid on pricing as best you can.
That's right. This has not reverberated across the industry as it was. We're looking at the We're looking to see if there's a tailing and where the industry or the commodity prices will go. This may be a top. This may not be a top. There should be a leveling off at some point, and a new normal set in, and the new, and we'll understand that new normal and where that new barrier is. So it's a wait and see and watch approach right now.
Okay, and one of the things that I would bring in for on behalf of the sweeping contractors is consider how your costs across these different commodities Brian has talked about so clearly has affected your company. And you may need to redevelop your cost structures and reevaluate those and have surcharges, basically a pandemic pricing surcharge that is put onto your contracts so that you can stay profitable, because it's not in anyone's best interest that you don't remain profitable, remain able to keep your sweepers updated and get new ones when you need them and so forth. So do what you need to do to retain a normal profit and pass that on to your customers, because it's been passed on to you. Is there anything else we should talk about here, Brian, or do you feel like that's pretty much covered it?
I believe that's covered, and I appreciate you guys' time and understanding.
You bet, and I appreciate your professionalism and knowledge about this, and you can see why Keystone is in the position that it is. I'll put your contact information for people in as part of our coverage of this, and so you may get an email or two from folks that have further questions, and or should we orient those to Mike Santos, who is more of a frontline sales manager for you?
That'd be fine to send it towards Mike Santos.
Okay. That is fine, and we again have been speaking with Brian Naftel from Keystone Plastics, a major U.S. And worldwide supplier of brooms and brushes for the power sweeping industry. Thanks again, Brian.
Have a good day.